When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
You know, I had Scott Jennings on in the last hour, and it was Jennings who texted me last night right after I got home that Pete Rose had died, and I watched some of the coverage. Here's Jim Gray talking about his legacy.
He lived a great baseball life. He achieved the tremendous heights, 17-time All-Star, hit king. So there was glory, and he reached and achieved greatness with that glory and became that figure, and then he went to the depths of shame by betting on baseball. So it is complicated. And it's very sad in many, many ways.
I was cruising around Twitter, the X, formerly Twitter, last night, seeing some of the people, you know, post memories about Pete Rose, including my friend Bill Michaels. We call him the Big Unit. He's up in Wisconsin. He is currently the host of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. How are you, Bill? Good afternoon.
I am doing great. How are you doing?
I'm good. I was checking my text messages to you, and the last time I had texted you earlier this summer was actually about Pete Rose, and I was encouraging you to watch the documentary that came out. I don't know if you did, but I thought it was really good.
Yeah. It was great. Pete is such a complex guy, and it's interesting because last night when I made my post, my cousin texted me and said, hey, did you realize that his dad, my uncle, coached Pete in Little League? And I kind of forgot about that he coached Pete growing up in Little League. They ended up winning a national title. As a matter of fact, Pete used to take ground balls in my grandmother's backyard.
Well, I love
on the west side of Cincinnati.
So, Sue, look at this picture. He sends me a picture. A couple of things about this picture. I love that it's sponsored by S&H Green Stamps. You see that? There's like a sponsorship sign. That's so epic. And then you circled your Uncle Denny. And what's great about, look at Pete Rose's face. It's like the same face that we've seen Pete Rose after he makes a great play, just smiling with his mouth open, Bill,
that's
right?
That's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Pete was a fixture. He was on the west side of town. There was a couple of times when I was being recruited and scouted that he came to see me play. And when they had the opportunity, I played at Western Hills High School. Now, I played for a different high school, but we didn't have a baseball stadium, and Western Hills High School did. Leon Durham went. Dave Parker went. Don Zimmer went. That was a baseball factory, and Pete came out of that system. And so we always had a chance to see him, whether it was growing up as a kid or, you know, getting a little bit later in life as an adult. And then obviously he was doing his show at Hit King Radio, or for the Hit King restaurant on Sporting News Radio when I first started in radio. So he was our morning show, and then we had the afternoon show, and then we went into other ones in the afternoon. But we got a chance to know Pete and go down to the Hit King restaurant and do some stuff with him down there as well. So it was interesting getting to know him in so many of the different complexities that he kind of brings to the table, because he would sit there literally and be betting on horses. Oh, as we're talking to him.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Look, there's no doubt. And the documentary makes this very clear. He's a very flawed individual. We know that. But he, let's focus on the baseball, Bill, because he was so passionate about baseball. And you, on your Twitter feed last night, shared this great story about something that Sparky Anderson told you. And I think you should share that this afternoon.
Well, before Sparky died, I had a chance to interview him. And growing up in Cincinnati and idolizing everybody with the Big Red Machine, you were either a bench fan or a Rose fan. If you were little, you were a Joe Morgan fan. But, you know, to this day, I can go through the entire team, the roster, because of the greatness of the team. But go back to 1975, Game 6, the infamous Game 6 in the World Series between the Reds and the Red Sox, and Carlton Fisk waving the ball fair. And it goes fair. The Red Sox win. Game 6, it's going to go to Game 7. The town is crazy. It's electric. The crowd is losing their damn mind.
Yeah.
At the end of the night, Sparky said he's walking to the bus, and he had changed clothes. He put his suit on. He's walking down the corridor out of the back entrance of Fenway Park, and he hears these footsteps come running, and Sparky is dejected. He's thinking to himself, as a manager, he has just lost the World Series. And it's Pete Rose, and he's just almost like giddy. He comes running down the hallway, and he's yelling, "Skip, Skip," and he kind of like takes his hands and pushes up on Sparky's shoulders as if to kind of like jump into the air. And he's like, "Unbelievable." And Sparky looked at him and said, I'll never forget he said this. He said, "Peter Edward Rose, I think we just lost the World Series. What are you so happy about?" And Pete looked at him and smiled and said, "Oh, F that. We're going to win tomorrow night." But that was a great game.
Yeah, I love that.
That was the exuberance he had for the game of baseball and the respect he had for the moments in baseball as well.
You know, in the never-ending conversation, which is still not ended, and Bill, you would talk about this a lot when we worked together in Milwaukee, is Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. The one thing that maybe there's a little nuance here, because the documentary made it very clear that, look, it's not Major League Baseball that is taking a stand and keeping him out of the Hall of Fame. It's the Hall of Fame that's keeping him out of the Hall of Fame. And everyone's sort of conventional wisdom is, well, once he passes away, that's when he'll get his due diligence. So what's your expectation on that?
Well, don't forget, in 1991, when he became eligible for Hall of Fame voting, they then instilled a rule that basically said, as long as you are banished from baseball, you are not then eligible to be voted into the Hall of Fame. That was the Pete Rose rule. Because Bud Selig, and Mark, you know this, when I first got to town in 1999, I was doing the show, and everybody found out I'm from Cincinnati, and everybody wanted to talk about Pete, what my opinion was. And I got called down to the commissioner's office, and then Bud Selig had the commissioner's office in Milwaukee. And I walked in, I'll never forget, there's Joe Buck. He's sitting off to the side. They're doing one of the preseason interviews. Bud pauses, takes me into his office, and goes, bam, and puts this big book in front of me, and it's the Dow Report. And we went through it for 2 hours.
Wow.
And he gave me all the evidence. And by the time it was all said and done, basically the evidence is there. You understand what Pete did, but the denials, the arrogance, everything that Pete gave them as far as the trouble goes, because really what they wanted to do is make him like a Paul Hornung. Paul Hornung got suspended for 1 year from the Packers and then ended up coming back for basically the same thing, betting, you know, having issues with betting. And they wanted Pete to come back, and Pete refused to do it. And Bud believes to this day, because remember, Barchi Mounty says that, but you know, Pete Rose has been suspended for life and banned for life from the game of baseball, blah, blah, blah. But he believes that the stress that Pete Rose put on his friend Bart Giamani is ultimately what led to his massive heart attack and killed him. And Bud said to me then, as long as I have breath in my body, Pete Rose will never see the inside of the Hall of Fame unless he buys a ticket.
You know, and there's a guy who's just as passionate about baseball as Pete Rose in a different way, Bud Selig, and what he would do. The reason that I'm sure that happened is because we know this, and I know this from getting to know him. He loved radio, and he listened to WTMJ all the time. And when he heard you pop off about that, he probably said, well, look, I'm going to give you some evidence, right, Bill?
Right. No, he showed me. And look, I've always said, had Pete Rose come clean, he'd probably be in today. But it was his own doing.
Yeah.
It was his own arrogance. It was his own, the stubbornness that made him an incredible player was the stubbornness that actually made him a bad person in a lot of different ways. And otherwise, I think he's in. But you know, the argument was it was a lifetime ban. Well, unfortunately, his life has now come to an end. So do they finally relent and allow him in some way, shape, or form? Because God knows, everybody believes he should be there. I think, Mark, I think there should be a plaque. I think it should give his statistics. He's the greatest player basically of all time, if not certainly one of the top three. But at the very bottom of it, it should say was suspended by Major League Baseball for betting on the game. And I don't think that anybody would have a problem with that because that's the truth. So I think his accolades certainly belong there. I know that they have his uniform, his shoes, his bat from 4192. They've got his helmet. So why not at this point in time quit being hypocritical and just put the man in?
All this sponsored, of course, by DraftKings and MGM Sportsbook. I just had to toss that in. Bill, 2 minutes. Give me your take on whether or not the Milwaukee Brewers, I can root for them because of my time in Milwaukee and also because the Cardinals are not going to compete again until about 2028 or 2029. Can they make a run here in the postseason?
I think they can. There's two reasons why. One is because it's always been a different hero every night. They're already up 2-0 on the Mets, and the poor Mets, they had to go to Atlanta, play a doubleheader, and then fly back to Milwaukee after losing 2 out of 3 to the Brewers over the weekend. But I think they can. And the reason why I've said this all season long, because everybody thought that there's no way this is sustainable. The one thing to remember is speed never slumps. This team has got a boatload of speed. They get on base in so many different ways, whether it's hit by a pitch, taking walks. We saw it just in this last inning where you got Sal Frelick, who gets a base knock off of a shortstop. Bryce Terang turns it into a double. Next thing you know, you've got him at second and third because of the speed that this team has. They're stealing bases at will as well. They're the third most stolen bases in the league this year as far as the team goes. Speed doesn't sleep, and their defense is amazing. So if they get a couple of clutch hits and a decent amount of pitching, they don't have to be great, but decent, they can make a run, I really believe. Don't forget, too, at the time, Atlanta, we had the best staff in all of baseball, and they put up 40 on them in a 3-game series. They can
That's
do
right.
it.
No, look, I would love to see, I really would love to see them make a deep run and finally get that championship, because as you know, they're very sore about 1982 still to this day in Milwaukee. And then, selfishly, I have to ask you about the Packers. Look, I think if Jordan Love goes down, you as a fan instantly think, oh my God, it's going to be a 1-4 start to the season. It was a 2-2 start, which isn't that bad, but a nice comeback attempt last Sunday. How are you feeling for the rest of the next few games with Jordan, because he still looked a little...
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event, happening now, and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Iffy.
I feel good as far as the offense goes. I think he's going to shake some more of the rust off. Remember, he only played a couple of series to start, you know, in the preseason. So, and then he played one full game, looked a little rusty, and then after that he got hurt. But my concern is more the defense. I mean, the defense against two good teams has given up 30-plus points both times. What they did against Tennessee, what they did against the Colts, you could kind of predict that. But these two games between Philadelphia and the Vikings, they've given up 30-plus points, so nothing has changed up front. They've got to get some better defense because right now they're living and dying off of the turnovers that they get.
Well, the Vikings, I cannot believe that they're 4-0. Look, Detroit looked pretty good last night. They have some defensive struggles as well because the Seahawks seemingly were scoring at will. Big unit, great to hook up with you. Sorry it's under sad circumstances with the passing of Pete Rose, but you know I love you, and it's good to hook up and talk with you.
I'll follow you all the time, buddy, over there on Facebook, and the kids look great, and you guys look like you're having a fun time, so keep living the great life.
All right, take care, Bill. It's great to talk to you. We'll see you soon.
See you, bud.
All right, take care. That's Bill Michaels. We worked together many years in Milwaukee. He's always one of my favorites because he's big and boisterous, which is why we call him the big unit.
That makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. We're coming back in the 5 o'clock hour. We still have some very important things to talk about, including a visit with David Strom from HotAir.com. And then we mentioned this earlier. Look, our own Fred Bottomer, who's the Hall of Famer, talked with Franklin Graham, who is the CEO and president of Samaritan's Purse, and the devastation and the relief efforts going underway in North Carolina. He'll share that with us at around 5:30.
Get more at 971talk.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.